This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Parents and educators and tribal leaders from several pueblos and the Navajo Nation gathered this week in Albuquerque to advocate for better public schooling. It's been a year since a racist incident last Halloween when students say their English teacher used a slur and cut a Native American student's hair. Some say the district has not done enough in response. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton has more from last night's community forum.
The Albuquerque Public Schools Indian Education Department gathered about a dozen stakeholders in response to last October's incident at Cibola High School. They've met monthly since May, volunteering their time. On that committee is attorney Pablo Padilla Jr. from the Pueblo of Zuni. He's got two kids in APS schools. He said it feels like an important time for him to be involved, given last year's landmark education ruling, telling the state to put more money into teaching indigenous students.
I've been a lawyer long enough, 14 years, to know that a lot of times when governments move, they forget to ask like the parents and the students what they really need.
He says he'd hate to see that happen this year, and that APS should use statewide momentum from the Yazzie Martinez case to bring in new programs. The district's new director of school climate, Layla D. Heyman, later agreed with an audience member that APS's efforts to improve school climate should include hearing from youth representatives from every school in town. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.